chapter 4 major progressions of the planets aside from the type of inner plane weather indicated by the planets involved in a progressed aspect. Each aspect indicates weather that tends to cause the thought cells it influences to use their psychokinetic power to influence the thoughts, behavior and the events that come into the life toward the distinctive trend indicated by the keyword of the aspect. The conjunction, parallel and inconjunct involving Venus or Jupiter are favorable, involving Mars or Saturn are unfavorable, and not involving one of these four planets are neutral. The trine, sextile and semi-sextile between any two planets are favorable, but the opposition, square, semi-square and sesquicentesimal are unfavorable. The progressed aspect thus indicates positively whether the inner plane energy is favorable or unfavorable. But whether the thought cells thus influenced will use their psychokinetic power to bring fortunate or unfortunate events into the life depends upon how they feel. If through birth chart harmony or discord, or through harmony or discord imparted to them since birth, they have been conditioned strongly enough to desire events and conditions that are favorable or unfavorable, the influence of the inner plane weather map by a progressed aspect may not be powerful enough markedly to change this desire. And in that case, the inner plane weather may merely supply the energy to enable the thought cells to bring into the life an event which is of opposite fortune to that commonly indicated by the progressed aspect. The thought cells of each planetary type can express characteristically through constructive thoughts and behavior or through destructive thoughts and behavior. To the extent their energy is channeled into their type of constructive thoughts and behavior, does it decrease their power to influence their type of destructive thoughts and behavior? And as what happens to the individual often is markedly influenced by what he does, to the extent thoughts typical of the planet enter his mind, and to the extent there are actions typical of the planet, under any progressed aspect involving the planet, whether harmonious, neutral or discordant, it is the part of wisdom to see to it they are typical of its constructive expression. It is important to bear in mind that it is not the inner plane weather map by an aspect which determines the fortune or misfortune of the event or condition coincident with it. Instead, it is the desires of the thought cells receiving new energy from the inner plane. And if enough harmony can be added to them through harmonious thinking and feeling, in spite of any inner plane weather or outer plane condition, they will work for fortunate events. The details of thus using mental antidotes, conversion and rallying forces harmoniously to recondition the desires of the thought cells are set forth in lesson number 110. However, the psychokinetic power of the thought cells is, on the average, only about one half of the influence that determines the events that come into the life. Physical environment is commonly equally important. The physical environment may be such that when a progressed aspect forms, the thought cells need exert only a little psychokinetic energy to bring the event they want into the life, or it may be such that any amount of psychokinetic energy cannot bring the event they want into the life. What happens is not the exclusive result of the psychokinetic power of the thought cells working for what they desire, and it is not the exclusive result of the physical environment. It is the algebraic sum of the psychokinetic power brought to bear minus the resistance of physical environment to that power. Therefore, in taking precautionary actions, if what the thought cells desire is also what the individual desires, he should do all he can to arrange the physical environment so they will have to use a minimum of psychokinetic energy to bring the event or condition they desire into the life. But if what the thought cells desire is what the individual does not desire, he should do all he can to arrange the physical environment so that no matter how much psychokinetic energy they bring to bear, they cannot bring into the life the event or condition they desire. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving the sun, To attract a more fortunate event than that otherwise indicated, it is necessary that the thought cells in the astral body at each end of the stellar aerial mapped by the progressed aspect shall receive energy generated by the voluntary thoughts and feelings of such volume and harmony, that they feel this energy more vividly than they feel the planetary energy coming in over the aerial mapped by the discordant aspect. And to reach the sun terminal and influence its thought cells harmoniously, those thoughts and feelings must be associated with thoughts of dignity, courage, calm self-assurance, control and stamina. When there are unfavorable progressions involving the sun, the power of the individual to mold affairs is in danger of being weakened by the discord stirred up among these controlling thought cells. And because these thought cells are intimately associated with the nerve currents, and provide the electric vitality of the body, if they are permitted to do so, they may become rallying forces that extend their influence into other departments of life than those reached by the aerial mapped by the aspect involving the sun. If the aspect involves a negative planet, thoughts and actions should be cultivated which are positive, and thus when harmoniously associated with thoughts of dignity, self-esteem, courage, control and stamina, tend to prevent depletion of the vital energy of the solar dynamic structure. But if the aspect involves a planet that tends toward unusual expansiveness and expenditure, the thoughts, which should be held harmoniously in the mind in association with those of dignity, self-esteem, courage, and stamina, should be those of deliberate control and calm confidence. Unusual care should be given to dealing with the male sex, to political influences, to the attitude of those above one in station, to things affecting the honor and self-esteem, and especially as affecting the departments of life indicated by the houses in which the sun and the other planet involved in the aspect are located. When I say care, I do not mean fright. One of the most disastrous of human experiences is to be unwilling to face any condition that may come and carry on in spite of it. I merely mean that far more foresight, skill and initiative are required at such a time than is customary to bring the same type of thing to a successful issue. Perhaps such scrutiny will bring the decision to abandon some attempt, or to write off as a loss something without carrying it further. The sun has no natural mental antidote, but the religious thoughts are unusually potent when held in association with the power thoughts. Whatever the thoughts are that are thus selected to be held in the mind at the same time as thoughts of power, of confidence and of ability to handle whatever situation arises, they must be held with the glow of enthusiasm. It is their harmony that must be depended upon to counteract the planetary discord being received. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving the moon, because the thought cells within the astral body mapped by the moon in the birth chart and by the progressed moon are so directly in contact with the magnetic energies of the electromagnetic form, which determine the strength of the constitution and influence the nerve currents. Progressed aspects involving the moon are unusually significant. If given the opportunity, through the person responding in feeling to their influence, they readily become rallying forces which, reaching the other temporary stellar aerials, and flowing over them into the other compartments of the astral body, may have an influence over many departments of life. The thought cells of which the dynamic stellar structure mapped by the moon chiefly is composed have had their origin in experiences with domestic life. Sympathy for the weak and helpless, for those in distress, and such impulses as relate to the preservation of the home and care for the family, and in a wider sense care for people everywhere who are less fortunate, or even care for plants and animals, are the type of feelings that directly reach the thought cells of the moon dynamic structure within the astral body. Any thoughts, therefore, the purpose of which is to give so much harmonious energy to these stellar cells, that the discordant energy reaching them from the planets is displaced, must be associated with sympathetic feelings of this kind. Harmonious thinking and feeling in general, because the temporary stellar aerial having the moon dynamic structure at one terminal is so open to reception, if associated with such feeling of desire and effort to minister to the welfare of others, tends to correct the discord of a progressed aspect involving the moon. But the most effective thoughts and feelings for this purpose are of the aggressive type ruled by Mars, which are the natural antidote. In applying Mars thoughts and feelings, care must be exercised that these express the constructive rather than the destructive tendencies. The energies received from a progressed aspect involving the moon tend toward negativeness, receptivity and emotion. To apply the aggressive thoughts successfully, the feeling of positive constructive work must be maintained in association with the protection and welfare of others. Irritation, anger, and other discordant thoughts only add increasing discord to the domestic thought cells. Negativeness and the feeling of frustration do likewise. But if a positive, yet constructive attitude is held, and the efforts are directed toward helping the weak or less fortunate, or toward protecting them, these harmonious thought energies will transform the domestic thought compound into a compound the stellar cells, of which will work from the inner plane to attract fortunate events. Under unfavorable progressed aspects involving the moon, the health, contacts with women, relations with the public, the attitude of the mind, and those things indicated by the house position of the moon and the other planet involved in the aspect should receive special attention. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Mercury? The progressed aspects involving Mercury, as well as those involving Sun and Moon, add energy to stellar cells, which have intimate contact with the electromagnetic form and the nerve currents. The nerve currents are largely directed by the objective thoughts which Mercury rules. And it is the natural function of these thoughts to tune electrical energies of the nervous system and temporarily on the frequency corresponding to the thoughts that thus gain attention. Thus the energies of Mercury commonly act as rallying forces, quite as strongly as those of Sun or Moon, to influence not merely the thought cells at the terminals of the temporary stellar aerial mapped by the aspect, but also to find their way into, and add their energy to, the terminals of other temporary stellar aerials which may be present. Progressed aspects involving Mercury tend to give intensity and volume to thinking. When this thinking is too concentrated over a period of time, or is about unpleasant conditions, it causes great tension of the nervous system, and gives the thought cells at the terminals of the temporary stellar aerial discordant energy, which enables them to attract unfortunate events into the life. The house occupied by Mercury and the house occupied by the other planet involved in the aspect, together with the nature of that planet, determine the type of thinking. Often the same train of thoughts, or those of similar context, is thought over and over again. Instead of such waste of mental energy, whatever problem is present should be thought through thoroughly and then dismissed by turning the attention to something else. Good ideas and valuable discoveries often come under an unfavorable progressed aspect involving Mercury, and as good progress in study, in writing, or in other mental pursuits can be made under an unfavorable progressed aspect involving Mercury as can be made under a favorable progressed aspect. But if the ideas are expressed, writing is submitted for publication, or other persons are depended upon, the effect of the discord becomes quickly apparent. Under an unfavorable progression involving Mercury, only thoughts should be permitted, which are pleasant and which move forward to some purpose. Clerical and other errors and slight mistakes should be guarded against, and a special care should be exercised as to the exact purport of any document which is signed. What is said to others also may be subject to misinterpretation. The natural antidote, and thus the best type of thoughts to associate with the intellectual activities at such a time are religious thoughts. This does not signify one must turn to religion, but the optimism and confidence of Jupiter, that all will work out as desired, should be cultivated. The reliance on a higher power than human intelligence, after human intelligence has done its best, is an attitude which adds harmony to the thought cells influenced by Mercury in the most potent form. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Venus? The progressed aspects involving Venus add energy to the thought cells, which relate to the affections, and if this energy is discordant, the thought cells thus given psychokinetic power bring events into the life that cause disappointment and grief through those toward whom there is, where it is desired there should be, a bond of attachment. Under an unfavorable progression involving Venus, slights, either real or fancied, are apt to arise. Perhaps events over which no one seems to have any control will, for the time being, cause conditions that stir up grief and emotion. The less attention the individual pays to slights during such a period, the better. Whether intentional or not, and whether caused by unavoidable conditions or not, the discords of Venus thrive on emotional perturbation. The best procedure, therefore, is to invoke the aid of the safety thoughts, ruled by Saturn, and also sufficient of the power thoughts, ruled by the Sun. The safety thoughts, which give a cold appraisal of circumstances, and are under the dominion of reason and quite apart from emotion, are the natural antidote for the social thoughts of Venus. That is, they enter into the social thought cells in the astral body most readily in the formation of a highly beneficial compound. And the realization that the less emotion permitted, the less misfortune will be experienced, is an easy way to apply these safety thoughts. Pleasure should be felt in this conquest of emotion by cold reason. Because Venus is the planet of joy and mirth, as well as of art, music and social pleasure, one who has considerable resolution and can call forth the stamina and self-esteem of the power thoughts to overlook emotional hurt, often can make even severely unfavorable progressed aspects involving Venus subject to conversion, see lesson number 110, and thus gain much benefit from them. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Mars? As a progressed aspect involving Mars is always present when an accident takes place, and when an infection is contracted, and as it is the planet of haste and strife, the least exposure to danger and infection, and the greater the avoidance of haste and strife, within reason, the better. Often, under such discord, a fight is thrust upon one in such a manner that measures for self-protection become necessary. We cannot say that because Mars is involved in an unfavorable progressed aspect, that an ill person should not have an operation. Not infrequently, such an operation is the only measure that will save the life. In either a favorable or an unfavorable progressed aspect involving Mars is always present at the time of a surgical operation. Nor can we lay down a blanket rule that a person under an unfavorable aspect involving Mars should refuse to fight, as it may be the only manner in which invasion of his rights can be prevented. But if conditions permit the operation to be postponed, and if the individual can avoid a fight without too great sacrifice, it is better to wait for more favorable progressed aspects, under which to solve such difficulties. Under unfavorable progressions involving Mars, it is better to avoid danger, but if danger comes, as it often does, to face it with courage, resolution and calmness is the best way to mitigate its effect. Machines and mechanical contrivances are apt to break or get out of order more readily than usual. Fire hazards increase, and too great energy expenditures threaten. Haste, impulse, and too great activity should be guarded against. But as Mars is a social planet, the relations with people are even more commonly a source of difficulty. pains should be taken not to say or do that which causes offense, or which will lead to strife, unless it has commonly been decided upon that strife is the only proper course to pursue. Because aggressive thoughts will come so spontaneously into the mind, no special effort toward associating other thoughts with them is necessary. The domestic thoughts are the natural antidote, and the best way of applying them is merely to interest oneself as thoroughly as possible in helping those who are weak and in distress. This maternal attitude and the actions springing from it, if sufficiently encouraged, will generate the thought elements which, if pleasure is felt in them, will combine with the aggressive thoughts in the astral body to form a more fortunate compound. The more such thoughts of helping others tend to displace the discordant thoughts of strife, the more favorable the events, which will be attracted by the progressed aspect. Under Mars inner plain weather, cultivate patience and take it easy. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Jupiter: self-indulgence, extravagance, unwise optimism, too great generosity, unwillingness to consider the cost, and unwarranted business expansion are the chief things which an unfavorable progression involving Jupiter tends to attract. All these things are attracted due to lack of careful analysis of the situation, the reliance upon chance or the opinions of others, or on the good offices of others. Sometimes even too great enthusiasm to present one's religious opinions may cause difficulty. But whatever the discord that a progressed aspect involving Jupiter brings, basically it is due to lack of intelligence. The house position of Jupiter and of the other planet involved in the aspect indicate the departments of life chiefly affected, but in general, as Jupiter is a business planet, the finances also need attention. And the kind of attention most needy is to cultivate a pleasure in carefully analyzing and appraising by the most conservative methods every transaction which is entered into, especially those indicated by the progressed aspect. The intellectual thoughts are the natural antidote to the thought elements given activity by Jupiter progressed aspects, and by taking pleasure in applying intelligence and care to the activities is the best method of converting them into a compound which will attract fortunate events. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Saturn. The trend of the thoughts under an unfavorable progression involving Saturn is to look upon the dark side of things. The planetary vibrations received by the thought cells at the terminals of the temporary stellar aerial are heavy, morose, self-centered and lacking in buoyancy and elasticity, imparting to these cells a feeling which causes them to work from the inner plane to attract want, responsibility and loss. These vibrations are negative, and to correct this negativeness and prevent the development of fear, timidity and the tendency to worry, the power thoughts of the sun should be cultivated by holding thoughts of courage, determination and stamina. But of even more benefit, as they are the natural antidote for the safety thoughts of Saturn, a deliberate effort should be made to encourage the social thoughts. Safeguarding the interests through positive action, rather than through negative fear, frequently is necessary under afflictions involving Saturn. That is, commonly it is unwise to press into activity the departments of life influenced by an unfavorable progressed aspect involving Saturn during the time the aspect is within the 1 degree of effective orb, but rather to turn for the time being to other and less discordant interests. Because Saturn thoughts are so insistently present, weighing down the personality, no special effort is necessary to cause them to associate with other thoughts and feelings that may be cultivated. Yet social contacts and other Venus activities are of no value unless the lightheartedness and gaiety of Venus are experienced. It may require great fortitude when things apparently are going to pieces, and even social slights and financial losses may be in the offing, to mix with people, to dance, sing, go to the movies, make merry and take joy in art and music. But there is nothing better to drive away the Saturn blues, and nothing better to add happy thought elements to the safety thought compounds in a manner which most readily transforms them into a dynamic stellar compound which attracts good fortune. Under Saturn inner plane weather, keep your chin up and cultivate cheerfulness. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Uranus. Uranus, as octave of Mercury, has direct access to the electromagnetic form through the nerve currents, and its discords tend to unusually high tension of the nervous system, and to depletion of the electromagnetic energy. In particular, it opens the gate to outside influences, notably those of people who often gain at such times, through hypnotic effect, mental influence, or through misplaced confidence, altogether too great control over the life. If this be recognized, that attachments made under progressed aspects involving Uranus seldom are lasting, and that such misfortune, as the influence brings, is in some manner due to a human agency, it will enable the individual to guard against difficulties. It is the sudden and unexpected, which happens under progressed aspects involving Uranus. New contrivances, such as radios, automobiles, and intricate machines, especially those depending in some manner on electricity, tend to get out of order under unfavorable progressions involving Uranus. All attachments made during such a progression should be subject to certain reservations. Yet excellent progress in astrology and the occult sciences can be made under even heavy unfavorable progressed aspects involving this planet. An aspect involving Uranus favors gaining new information, and as a result of such new information the viewpoint often is changed. The natural antidote for an unfavorable Uranus is the same as for an unfavorable Mercury. What has been said as to applying the religious thoughts to counteract a discordant Mercury applies with equal force to transforming a Uranian thought compound into one of more fortunate trend. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Neptune and unfavorable progression involving Neptune requires the same cultivation of the safety thoughts as that prescribed for its octave, Venus. But in addition, because it is so much more negative and sensitive, the power thoughts should receive even more consideration. Courage, stamina, positiveness and determination are especially required to offset the shrinking sensitiveness and the dreaminess, which the vibrations of Neptune encourage. Such discord tends to attract schemes, which work to the detriment of the individual. Imaginary advantages seem unusually attractive, and may lead to loss. On the other hand, imaginary dangers may harass, and require adequate power thoughts to banish. Psychic matters, new habits, or even drugs may tend to enslave the person and poison may affect the health, yet even under quite unfavorable progressed aspects involving Neptune, good progress may be made in music, in fiction writing, or in dramatic work. With these additional considerations, what has been said under unfavorable progressions involving Venus applies with equal force to unfavorable progressions involving Neptune. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving Pluto? The domestic thoughts of the moon apparently are expanded in the octave expression, Pluto, to embrace society as a whole. As octave of the moon, the vibrations of Pluto have ready access to the nerve currents, and more readily than any other planetary influence tune the organism in on thoughts radiated by intelligences of either plane. On its better side, Pluto has to do with soul mates, and on its adverse side with weakness due to separation. Unusual discrimination is required while an unfavorable progression of Pluto is operative. The contact with the criminal world of both planes be avoided, kidnapping, or becoming the tool of visible or invisible racketeers, should specially be guarded against. Such things at times are present in slight degree without being recognized. Association with groups of doubtful character, and situations that might lead to coercion should be avoided. The aggressive thoughts, as natural antidotes, should be applied under unfavorable progressions involving Pluto in precisely the same manner advocated for unfavorable progressions involving the Moon. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving the MC? A progressed aspect involving the MC forms a temporary stellar aerial between the dynamic stellar structure mapped by the planet and this broadcasting station. The chief energy picked up is that of the planet involved. Therefore, use the instructions given under the heading, What to do when this planet is under unfavorable progressions, and associate the thoughts there indicated as harmoniously as possible with thoughts relating to honor, business and publicity. And take pains to see to it that the behavior and physical environment offer as much resistance as possible to any effort made by the MC thought cells to bring unfavorable publicity, loss of position, or business adversity into the life. What to do under unfavorable progressions involving the USC? A progressed aspect involving the USC forms a temporary stellar aerial between the dynamic stellar structure mapped by the planet and this ground wire. The chief energy picked up is that of the planet involved. Therefore, use the instructions given under the heading, What to do when this planet is under unfavorable progressions, and associate the thoughts there indicated as strongly and as harmoniously as possible with thoughts relating to the health, the personality and personal affairs. And take pains to see to it that the behavior and the physical environment, including the diet, are the proper precautionary actions for such physical illness, as the birth chart constants and the progress constants, as set forth in Core 16, at the time indicated might possibly develop. Calculating aspects made by major progress planets. Major progressed aspects involving the planets are calculated in exactly the same way as are major progressed aspects of Sun, examples of which are given in lesson number 111. And as are major progressed aspects made by the Moon, examples of which are given in lesson number 112. And the time an aspect moves to within the 1 degree of effective orb, and therefore first commences to have an influence, and the time an aspect moves past the 1 degree of effective orb, and thus loses its influence, are calculated in precisely the same way, except that the gap to be closed is indicated by the position 1 degree before or 1 degree past the perfect aspect. Fractions of a month when working progressions by proportion there often is a fraction of a month, to be converted into days. To do this, multiply the numerator by 30 and divide the product by the denominator. Thus in example 1 below there are 21, 73 months. Multiplying 21 by 30 gives 630. Dividing 630 by 73 gives 9 days. The examples, which follow, all relate to chart 3a, given on page 100. The chart is erected for June 28, 1920, 12:23 p.m. CST. 89W40. 40N the EGMT is plus 6H 23M. The limiting date is March 22, 1920. Example 1. Venus sextile Saturn are ephemeris date June 30, 1920. Venus is B20 past the aspect, and moving daily a 1, 13, or 73. By proportion, multiplying B20 by C 12 months gives 240. Dividing 240 by A 73 gives D3, 21, 73 months, or 3 mo. 9D June 30th, 1920, is 2 days after the LD and thus map. D for 1922. Subtracting the 3 months, 9 days from March 22nd. 1922 gives Venus sextile Saturn on December 13, 1921. By logarithms, the problem is worked in detail on page 2 of lesson number 19. Example 2. Venus applying sextile Saturn are within 1 degree of orb. To reach the 1 degree of effective orb, Venus must reach 6 Cancer 6. Ephemeris date June 29, 1920, Venus is 6 Cancer 13 and must be 7 past the required position, and moving daily a 1, 14, or 74. By proportion, multiplying B7 by C12 gives 84. Dividing 84 by a 74 gives D1, 10, 74 months, or 1 mo. 4D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.2891 from log b 2.3133 gives 1.0242, which is the log of D2H16M. Dividing the 2 by 2 gives 1 mo. Dividing the 16 and 4 gives 4D. June 29, 1920, is map. D for calendar year 1921. Subtracting the 1 month, 4 days found by either method from March 22, 1921, gives Venus applying sextile Saturn are within 1 degree of orb February 18, 1921. Example 3. Venus separating sextile Saturn are within 1 degree of orb. To leave the 1 degree of effective orb, Venus must be more than 8 Cancer 6. Ephemeris date July 1, 1920, Venus is 8 Cancer 40 and thus be 34 past the required position, and moving daily a 1, 14, or 74. By proportion, multiplying B34 by C12 gives 408. Dividing 408 by a 74 gives D5, 38, 74 months, or 5 mo. 15D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.2891 from log b 1.6269 gives 0.3378, which is the log of 11H2M. Dividing the 11 by 2 gives 5 mo, with a remainder of 60M. Adding the 60M to the 2M gives 62M. Dividing the 62 by 4 gives 15D. July 1, 1920, is map. D for calendar year 1923. Subtracting the 5 months, 15 days found by either method from March 22, 1923, gives Venus separating sextile Saturn are within 1 degree of orb, after which its effect is negligible, October 7, 1922. Example 4. Venus square Mars P. Ephemeris date July 22, 1920, shows Mars 5 Scorpio 5 and Venus 4 Leo 30 and thus be 35 from square aspect. Venus is moving daily 1, 14, while Mars moves 28. The difference is the gain of 46. By proportion, multiplying B35 by a 12 gives 420. Dividing 420 by 46 gives D9, 6, 46 months, or 9 mo. 4D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.4956 from log b 1.6143 gives 0.1187, which is the log of D18H16M. Dividing the 18 by 2 gives 9 mo. Dividing the 16 by 4 gives 4D. July 22 is 24 days after the LD, and is thus map. D for calendar year 1944. Adding the 9 months, 4 days found by either method to March 22, 1944, gives Venus square Mars P. December 26, 1944. Example 5. Venus applying square Mars P within 1 degree of orb. Ephemeris date July 21, 1920, shows Mars 4 Scorpio 37 and Venus 3 Leo 17, and thus lacking B20 of being within the 1 degree orb of the square. Venus is moving daily 1, 13 and Mars is moving 28. The difference is the daily gain of 45. By proportion, multiplying B20 by C12 gives 240. dividing 240 by a 45 gives D5, 15, 45 months, or 5 mo. 10 D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.5051 from log b 1.8573 gives 0.3522, which is the log of d10h40m dividing the 10 by 2 gives 5 mo. Dividing the 40 by 4 gives 10 d July 21st, 1920, is map. D for calendar year 1943. Adding the 5 months, 10 days found by either method to March 22, 1943, gives Venus applying square Mars P within 1 degree of orb September 2, 1943. Example 6. Venus separating square Mars P within 1 degree of orb ephemeris date July 24, 1920, shows Mars 6 Scorpio 1 and Venus 6 Leo 58. And thus lacking B3 of being 1 degree past the square aspect. Venus is moving daily 1, 14 and Mars is moving 29. The difference is the daily gain of 45. By proportion, multiplying B3 by C12 gives 36. Dividing 36 by 45 gives D36, 45 months, or 24D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.5051 from log b 2.6812 gives 1.1761, which is the log of d1h36m, or 96m dividing the 96 by 4 gives 24d July 24, 1920, is map. D for calendar year 1946. Adding the 24 days found by either method to March 22, 1946, gives Venus separating square Mars P within 1 degree of orb, after which its influence is negligible, April 16, 1946. Example 7. Saturn sextile Pluto R ephemeris date June 30, 1920, Saturn is B1 past the aspect. Saturn is moving daily of 5. By proportion, multiplying B1 by C12 gives 12. Dividing 12 by a 5 gives D2, 2, 5 months, or 2 mo. 12D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 2.4594 from log B 3.1584 gives 0.6990. which is the log of D4H48M dividing the 4 by 2 gives 2 mo. Dividing the 48 by 4 gives 12D June 30, 1920, is map. D for calendar year 1922. Subtracting the 2 mo. 12D found by either method from March 22, 1922, gives Saturn sextile Pluto or January 10, 1922. Example 8. Venus conjunction MCR ephemeris date July 4, 1920. Venus is 12 Cancer 21 and thus B7 past the aspect. Venus is moving daily a 1, 13, or 73. By proportion, multiplying B7 by C12 gives 84. Dividing 84 by a 73 gives D1. 11, 73 months, or 1 mo. 5d. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.2950 from log b 2.3133 gives 1.0183, which is the log of d2h18m dividing the 2 by 2 gives 1 mo. Dividing the 18 by 4 gives 5d July 4, 1920, is map. D for calendar year 1926. Subtracting the 1 month, 5 days found by either method from March 22, 1926, gives Venus conjunction MCR February 17, 1926. Example 9. Mercury trine moon R ephemeris date July 6, 1920, Mercury lacks B5 of the aspect. and is moving daily a 30. By proportion, multiplying B5 by a 12 gives 60. Dividing 60 by a 30 gives D2 mo. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.6812 from log B2.4594 gives 0.7782, which is the log of D4H dividing the 4 by 2 gives 2 mo. July 6, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1928. Adding the 2 months found by either method to March 22, 1928, gives Mercury trine moon or May 22, 1928. Example 10. Mercury conjunction Neptune or ephemeris date July 10, 1920. Mercury lacks B4 of the aspect, and is moving daily a 12. By proportion, multiplying B4 by C12 gives 48. Dividing 48 by a 12 gives 4 mo. By logarithms, subtracting log a 2.0792 from log B2.5563 gives 0.4771, which is the log of D8H dividing the 8 by 2 gives 4 mo. July 10, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1932. Adding the 4 months found by either method to March 22, 1932, gives Mercury conjunction Neptune or July 22, 1932. Example 11. Venus isky square Uranus or ephemeris date July 11, 1920, Venus is B26 past the aspect, and is moving daily a 1, 14, or 74. By proportion, multiplying B26 by C12 gives 312. Dividing 312 by a 74 gives D4, 16, 74 months, or 4 mo. 6D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.2891 from log B1.7434 gives 0.4543, which is log of D8H26M dividing the 8 by 2 gives 4 mo. Dividing the 26 by 4 gives 6D. July 11, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1933. Subtracting the 4 months, 6 days found by either method from March 22, 1933, gives Venus isky square Uranus or November 16, 1932. Example 12. Mars square Mercury or ephemeris date July 16, 1920. Mars is B1 past the aspect, and is moving daily a 26. By proportion, multiplying B1 by C12 gives 12. Dividing 12 by a 26 gives D12, 26 months, or 14D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.7434 from log B3.1584 gives 1.4150, which is the log of D55M. Dividing the 55 by 4 gives 14D. July 16, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1938. Subtracting the 14 days found by either method from March 22, 1938, gives Mars square Mercury or March 8, 1938. Example 13. Mercury parallel Mars P ephemeris date July 18, 1920. Mars has declination 13s50 and gains declination 10 per day, while Mercury has declination 13n59 and loses declination 5 per day. The aspect lacks B9. As they are moving toward each other by declination, we add 10 and 5, which gives the daily gain as of 15. By proportion, multiplying 9 by C12 gives 108. Dividing 108 by a 15 gives D7, 3, 15 months, or 7 mo. 6D. By logarithms, Subtracting log A1.9823 from log B2.2041 gives 0.2218, which is the log of D14H24M dividing the 14 by 2 gives 7 mo. Dividing the 24 by 4 gives 60 July 18, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1900. Adding the 7 months, 6 days found by either method to March 22, 1940, gives Mercury parallel Mars P October 28, 1940. Example 14. Mercury applying parallel Mars P within 1 degree of Orbis Amaris date July 12, 1920. Mars has declination 13:21 and gains declination 9 per day, and Mercury has declination 14:23 and loses declination 10 per day. They lack B2 of being within the 1 degree of effective orb. As they are moving toward each other by declination, we add the 9 and 10, which gives the daily gain as a 19. By proportion, multiplying B2 by C12 gives 24. Dividing 24 by a 19 gives D1, 5, 19 months, or 1 mo. 8d. By logarithms, subtracting log A1.8796 from log B2.8573 gives 0.9777, which is the log of D2H32M dividing the 2 by 2 gives 1 mo. Dividing the 32 by 4 gives 8d July 15, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1937. Adding the 1 month, 8 days found by either method to March 22, 1937, gives Mercury applying parallel Mars P within 1 degree of orb April 30, 1937. Example 15. Mercury separating parallel Mars P within 1 degree of Orbis Amaris date August 18, 1920, Mars is declination 19:10 and gains in declination 10 per day, while Mercury is declination 18:20 and loses declination 7 per day. As they are moving toward each other by declination, we add the 10 and 7, which gives the daily gain as a 17. They lack B10 of being 1 degree past the parallel aspect. By proportion, multiplying B10 by C12 gives 120. Dividing 120 by a 17 gives D7, 1, 17 months, or 7 mo. 2d. By logarithms, subtracting log A1.9279 from log B2.1584 gives 0.2305, which is the log of D14H7M dividing the 14 by 2 gives 7 mo. Dividing the 7 by 4 gives 2D August 18, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1971. Adding the 7 months, 2 days found by either method to March 22, 1971, gives Mercury separating parallel Mars P 1 degree of orb October 24, 1971. Example 16. Mars trine Venus or ephemeris date July 22, 1920, Mars lacks B14 of the aspect, and moves daily at 28. By proportion, multiplying B14 by C12 gives 168. Dividing 168 by a 28 gives D6 mo. By logarithms, subtracting log A1.7112 from log B2.0122 gives 0.3010, which is the log of D12H dividing the 12 by 2 gives 6 mo. July 22, 1920. Is MAP. D for calendar year 1944. Adding the 6 months, found by either method to March 22, 1944, gives Mars trine Venus or September 22, 1944. Example 17. Mars trine Sun are ephemeris date July 25, 1920. Mars lacks B12 of the aspect and moves daily at 29. By proportion, multiplying B12 by C12 gives 144. Dividing 144 by a 29 gives D4, 28, 29 months, or 4 mo. 29 D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.6969 from log B2.0792 gives 0.3823, which is the log of D9H57M dividing the 9 by 2 gives 4 mo. With a remainder of 60M, adding the 60M to the 57M gives 117M dividing the 117 by 4 gives 29D July 25, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1947. Adding the 4 months, 29 days found by either method to March 22, 1947, gives Mars trine Sun are August 21, 1947. Example 18. Mercury conjunction Mercury Ephemeris date July 29, 1920. Mercury lacks B2 of the aspect, and is moving retrograde daily at 39. Multiplying B2 by C12 gives 24. Dividing 24 by a 39 gives D24, 39 months, or 18D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.5673 from log B2.8573 gives 1.2900, which is the log of D1H14M, or 74M dividing the 74 by 4 gives 18D July 29, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1951. Adding the 18 days found by either method to March 22, 1951, gives Mercury conjunction Mercury or April 10, 1951. Example 19. Venus parallel Saturn our birth chart Saturn is 10 and 35. Ephemeris date August 17, 1920. Venus decreasing declination is 10 and 27 and thus be 8 past the aspect, and moving daily at 27. By proportion, multiplying B8 by C12 gives 96. Dividing 96 by a 27 gives D3, 15, 27 months, or 3 mo 17D. By logarithms, subtracting log a 1.7270 from log B2.2553 gives 0.5283, which is the log of D7H7M dividing the 7 by 2 gives 3 mo with a remainder of 60M adding the 60M to the 7M gives 67M dividing the 67 by 4 gives 17D August 17, 1920, is MAP. D for calendar year 1970. Subtracting the 3 months, 17 days found by either method from March 22, 1970, gives Venus parallel Saturn or December 5, 1969.